We are joined here in the media center with the current Funny Car number one qualifier, Robert Height. His pass of 3.928 seconds at 305.15 miles per hour took him to the top of the category. Robert, you're kind of on a hot streak right now this season, and last season you definitely showed what your team is capable of, and you've continued on to this season. Talk about what's going on over there.
All right. Well, I think, first off, that's not going to stay number one with the the forecast is going to cool down 10 degrees. But honestly, I wouldn't have thought, when I made that run on TV, I said it'd be top five. I really thought somebody would run in the 80s and run better. Mine put a cylinder out down there, and I shut it off because it sounded horrible. And even with a cylinder out, if I'd have stayed with it, it probably would have run 90. So anyway, there's more left in it. Conditions are going to get better tomorrow. The track's getting better. Boy, we want to put a show on for these fans because this is a packed house today on a Friday, and you know what it's going to be like tomorrow and Sunday. It's exciting. So we want to put a good show on, and hopefully, you know Jimmy, my crew chief, and Chris Cunningham, they're going to push every single run, and wouldn't surprise me tomorrow to see a run of like 85. That's my prediction right now.
Speaking of tomorrow, your team thrives in those types of conditions. Are you excited, almost antsy for what Jimmy's about to do?
Yeah, I can't wait. Having 2 weeks off after Phoenix, I just hate the way the season gets going. It's cool, Pomona to Phoenix, there's a week off, but 2 weeks after Phoenix, when you're a driver, you want to be out there at least every other weekend racing. So it's good to be back here racing, and yeah, I can't wait. But then the bad thing is we have another 2 weekends off after this race, so I'll be itching to get to Vegas.
The track for Cubone was probably the hottest we've seen so far this year. Did that throw you guys a curveball?
Yeah, it was, and the track's still really, really green, so it just wasn't there. So, we could have crippled it and made it run, 410 real easy, but that's not the way Jimmy races. So, anyway, it's really good tonight, and I expect, there's a lot of cars here at this track, so it's going to come in really, really fast. And tomorrow, especially with the conditions, it's going to be good. So, I think it's 70 degrees tomorrow and cloudy, so track will be barely 90 degrees, and look out, it's going to be fast.
What would it mean for you to win the 50th Gator Nationals in your career?
Oh, it would be awesome. I don't ever seem to win any of the special races. My boss always hogs all those, and I have won here a couple times, at least two, maybe three. But two?
Three.
I've won three? Anyway, so, there's only one 50th, right? I think I was the first to win a race, the 60th anniversary of the NHRA, the year that was the 60th. I was the first, I won Pomona, so I guess that's kind of a milestone. But this would be a big one, especially in front of a packed house like this. And, it's like somebody said today, Ed McCullough said this is the Winter Nationals for the East Coast. And that is true. It gets all the East Coast fans out here. We get a lot of people from Canada. A lot of people want to come and get out of the cold weather and come to sunny Florida and watch some NHRA drag racing.
Perfect. Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.